Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we discuss the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church and draw practical applications. From time to time, we will address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life. Good afternoon. I'm here with Scott Patty in another Words of Grace podcast.
Hello,
Scott.
Justin.
Yeah, good to have you here. So we're here to talk about the Sunday morning sermon.
Mm-hmm.
But before we jump into the sermon on Sunday, I would love to talk a little bit about the summer study that's going to be happening tomorrow. So tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., we're going to have a summer study for 4 weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah, 4 weeks.
4 weeks, and it's entitled The Bible.
Yeah.
So just a quick question, you know, why do we do summer studies at Grace, and why are we doing one on the Bible?
Yeah, well, it's become a pattern for us in the month of July to do a summer study because our community groups are not meeting, and yep. We have finished with Vacation Bible School and some other events that we do in the summer, and so we have this window of opportunity. And so for the past several summers, we've dedicated that to addressing a particular topic. And this year, I decided that we're just going to do a four-week study on the Bible.
Okay.
It's not so much a study of the Bible. It's a study about the Bible. And we're going to have various people from here at Grace come in and talk about the whole story of the Bible and the history of the Bible and the inspiration and authority of the Bible and the best way for us to use the Bible. So that's what we're doing. I'm really looking forward to it personally, mm-hmm. for my own personal growth and encouragement. And the reason that we're doing this on the Bible, Justin, is a while back I realized that here we are as Christians, and right now, it's not unique to our generation. Every generation mm-hmm. faces this, but it is for our generation. We are dealing with a lot of cultural and political issues in our country. Mm-hmm. And there are many topics out there that we're discussing and that people are trying to figure out how to think about it, how to speak about it, what to do about it. And I realize that if we're not careful, even as Christians, we can start to formulate our opinions and then articulate them based on what we hear other people saying. Based on a politician or a radio talk show person or mm-hmm. some other high-profile writer, blogger, whatever, and we can just kind of take in other people's opinions to formulate our own, when really, as Christians, that's not the way we are called to operate. God mm-hmm. has given us the Bible. He's given us truth. That's what we have. That's what Christians have that is unique. Mm-hmm. We have the Word of God. So I want us to spend some time talking about the Bible so that we will renew our commitment to actually read it mm-hmm. and incorporate it into our thinking patterns, into the way we express ourselves, the way we live our mm-hmm. lives in this world, so that we as Christians in the church are not just living off somebody else's opinions, but we're actually formed, shaped, and living by the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Great. So that will start tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Just look for signs on the property.
Yep.
Most likely will be in the Great Commission room. If you don't know that room, don't worry. There will be
yep.
signs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need child care, let the office know. But yeah, it'll be a great study for 4 weeks. We'll do that until we get launched in the fall for more activity around the fall activities that
yeah.
we do here.
Community groups and those yep. sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
So now let's spend some time talking about your sermon on Sunday.
Okay.
We wrapped up the book of Philippians.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of did an overview
yeah.
of the entire book kind of to end it.
Right.
And your main statement of your sermon was that we are a church of the gospel, by the gospel, and for the gospel.
Yeah.
So real quick, what did you mean by that statement?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is a summary, I think, of the book of Philippians. And in fact, 2 weeks ago, you made a statement when you were preaching in Philippians that the message of the gospel and the use of the word gospel is in its maybe its most concentrated form in the book of Philippians mm-hmm. in relative to Paul's other epistles, his other
yeah.
letters. And that really got me thinking that that's a great way to summarize the whole book as we wrapped it up on Sunday. And here's what that means in Philippians. First of all, Christians, and therefore the church, because the church is made up of Christians, we have our birth, our beginning. We are of the gospel. We come from the gospel. And what I mean by gospel, Justin, is both the work of Jesus and the word about the work of Jesus. So the work and the word of Jesus. Mm-hmm. The work of Jesus is the cross and the resurrection. That's how our sins are forgiven, because Jesus paid the penalty for our sins. He was our substitute there on the cross in our place. And through faith in him, what he did on the cross applies to us. So Christ died, we've died. Mm-hmm. We died to sin, and we died to its curse and condemnation. We're free. We're forgiven, reconciled to God. Christ, 3 days later, rose from the dead. Mm-hmm. Through faith in Jesus, what Jesus did applies to us. If Jesus is alive from the dead, we are alive from the dead.
Right.
So we died with Christ, buried with Christ, raised with Christ. We're living new lives. This is the gospel. It's because of what Jesus did. That's his work, death and resurrection. It's also the word about his work. That's preaching. That's communication. That's the gospel message. And when we hear that, God takes that word about that work by the power of the Spirit, and he opens our eyes to see it, opens our hearts to believe. We respond to him through repentance and faith, and we are born again.
Yeah.
We're Christians. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we have our beginning of the gospel. And then, more quickly here, we're shaped by the power of the gospel. This message is alive. This reality of Christ's forgiveness, mm-hmm. and new life is alive in us. It's a power. It changes the way, mm-hmm. we live. And then as it changes us, we partner with other people within the church together, mm-hmm. and churches together for the gospel, for the advance of the gospel in, right. the world. I see Paul talking about all of those in the, mm-hmm. book of Philippians, and he closes with, you Philippians partnered with me,
yeah.
in the gospel by giving and receiving. So that was the overview.
Okay. So that's the overview of your sermon. Now, real quickly, you know, I believe if you've been at Grace for a little bit of time, mm-hmm. you will understand that we at Grace focus a lot on the gospel.
Yeah, talk a lot about it. Yeah,
talk a lot about it. You preach a lot about it in different ways, mm-hmm. you know. And then, you know, a lot of our teachers, children's classes, it's just the gospel is very important, and yeah. we talk about it. So the question is, why do we talk, yeah. about it so much?
Yeah.
Like, enough already, yeah. or is it enough already?
No, so never enough.
Yeah, so tell us.
Well, here's why. It's all we have, yeah. Justin. It's what we have. Mm-hmm. We have Christ. We have what Christ did for us on the, mm-hmm. cross and in the resurrection, and we have the message of that. That's what we have as the church. That's our uniqueness. We don't have opinions about, you know, that come out off the top of our head. We're not a think tank that just tries to figure out what the new way to say something is. Mm-hmm. That's not what we are. We are here because of the gospel, and we are shaped by the gospel,
mm-hmm.
and we partner for the gospel because that's what we have. The moment we stop preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and the call for men and women to repent of their sin and believe in, mm-hmm. Jesus, and not only be given eternal life in heaven, but transformed in thinking and living on this earth. The moment we stop that is the moment we stop being the church.
Mm.
And so that's why we do it. It's very similar to why we're going to have the study of the Bible.
Yeah.
The Bible's what we have.
Yeah.
We don't have just a bunch of opinions from a bunch of people about stuff.
Yeah, right.
You know, we have God's word. Mm-hmm. We have the truth that shapes our lives and teaches us how to think about all these issues that we're facing in our day.
Yeah.
There will still be differences among us and some of the issues out there.
Right.
But we're generally thinking along the same lines if we're people who are truly saturated by the truth of God's word. We're generally thinking things like the glory of God,
yeah.
The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good of people, you know, respecting life, you know, caring for people, biblical morality. These are things, just generally speaking, they flow out for people who've been transformed. Mm-hmm. So we're returning the Bible. It's the same reason we talk about the gospel so much in preaching,
mm-hmm.
because that's what we have. That's what we've been given. That's, mm-hmm. what shapes us. And we, right. need to keep articulating that message.
Yeah, and you know, I think we would say that at Grace, you mention a lot about the gospel message, but also gospel implications.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I think sometimes people can fall into is that you get the gospel, you get saved, and now you move on to doing things, and the gospel's kind of tucked away only, yeah. for when you do evangelism.
Yeah.
But you're saying the gospel is is not just for unto salvation, but it's for spiritual growth. There's right. implications that roll out of the gospel itself.
Exactly. And I mean, yeah, that and that takes creative thinking and a lot of prayer. But just yeah. for, I can just give you examples sitting right here.
Yeah.
I'm a married man. I have a wife. And the gospel is what shapes the way I treat my wife. The gospel shapes what I say to her. It shapes how I love her. It shapes how I sacrifice for her. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm not mm-hmm. at all. But it does inform me and it mm-hmm. shapes me. For instance, the Bible is what tells me the gospel message that Christ gave his life for the church. Mm-hmm. So it tells me to love my wife that way.
Right.
So I'm doing my best to live a life that is constantly giving myself and my life for the good of my wife, to serve her, to love her, to build her up, to encourage her, mm-hmm. To help her. I'm, again, failing at it regularly, mm-hmm. repenting, trusting in Christ to help me. But see, it's very practical.
Right.
So it's not just that we're trying to get along so we can have a good life together.
Mm-hmm.
It's that the practical implication of the gospel in my life and in yours is that we love our wives. And the same could be said for wives loving their husbands and parents loving their children and children loving their parents, you see.
Yeah.
Another example, we talked and prayed a lot on Sunday about refugees. Churches yeah. around the country are praying and talking about how we can be a part of serving refugees in our city and in the country. Justin, we're Christians, so we're thinking differently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the governments have to think about the actual logistics of refugees coming into a country.
Right.
How does it work? What do we do about the borders? How do we screen? All these kinds of questions. And those are legitimate and understandable questions that we are praying for and hoping that our government and other governments make good choices that take all the considerations together.
Right.
And we certainly want Christians in those places making wise decisions. So great, we're praying for that. However, we are not just people who see the refugee crisis as a problem to be solved.
Mm-hmm.
We are people who are shaped by the gospel, who know that Jesus has brought us into his homeland,
mm-hmm.
the kingdom of God, by grace through faith.
Mm-hmm.
That so shapes our insides that when we're actually here in Nashville, Tennessee, with refugees coming into our city, we can't look at them and say, that's a problem.
Right.
We say, you're a human, and mm-hmm. you need not only a place to sleep and clothes and food, you need God. You need Jesus
yeah.
Christ. You mm-hmm. need this very gospel message.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just two quick examples that we could talk about, and there are hundreds of those that you and I come across every week.
Yeah.
And so we have to say we're coming back to the Bible, we're coming back to the gospel, not back because we left it, but we
right.
keep staying here,
yeah.
and we keep talking about it because this is what Jesus has given us. This is why we exist. This is what we have.
Yeah.
And if we lose that, we lose our very purpose for being.
Yeah. It's almost like what I'm hearing you say is that being in a culture that we're in, and like you said, it's no different. Probably in the 70s, there was their own issues, and 50s. And
right.
when you're in a culture, you can so easily get trapped into the chatter and opinions of others and kind of, like you said, not leave the Bible, just forget that, oh, the Bible and yeah. the gospel is ultimate.
Yeah.
And the
it
salvation
has something to say about this.
Yeah, it has something to say about this. And so instead of getting distracted, just getting focused back. So it's
right.
almost like you're saying, we're not coming back. We're just getting refocused. We need to get refocused back
yeah.
into what's important, what's ultimate, really.
Yeah. We're Christians. I keep yeah. coming back to that. It's so simple. We are Christians.
Yeah.
So we as people who have been truly transformed by God's grace,
mm-hmm.
we're not Christians because we're superior.
Right.
We're Christians because we're on the receiving end of God's grace.
Yeah.
Are transformed to the point that the chatter about the cultural issues and the logistics of how to get things done mm-hmm. are important.
Right.
But we are Christians. We see deeper than that at the level of the human being
mm-hmm.
and at the level of the need for all human beings to
right.
hear the message of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we as the church keep coming back to this.
Yeah.
Because that's what we have.
Yeah, it's good. It's mentioned that it's those issues are important to discuss. So it's not what we're saying, like, we just push them to the side and say, well, we're just going to put bury our head in the sand and not think about those things. But you're almost saying that primary, the Bible, the gospel, shapes.
It shapes it, yeah.
A lot of things we think about.
It's and it's not easy to always work out.
Yeah.
We do have to think a lot. I think some folks around here at Grace I've talked to about this. You know, I think that we need to be helping more and more young people and people in professions that will shape, that can shape thinking, prepare themselves to do that, to actually go into areas that are culture shaping, that, that are mindset shifting, writing and producing and creating and, thinking through policy issues. We need believers there shaping those areas to bring goodness to them. And for one reason, to show people the plausibility, I don't know if that's the right word, but to show them the power of the gospel's transforming message.
Right.
It's a way in, but also it helps humans. And then it's a way in with the gospel. So we need to be doing that, but that's different than losing who we are as Christians and the message we have in Christ, just because we get really, consumed by whoever's opinion out there on what we need to do about this particular political situation.
Yeah.
We got to be careful that we don't live at that level merely, that we actually are, as Christians, live at the level of the gospel of Jesus and the need that people have for that and the God's love for human beings.
Great. Well, we enjoyed Philippians. It was a great book and something that I know that a lot of us gained a lot from. And so we'll be moving on to something else, and tomorrow we'll be starting our summer study, so we hope to see you there.
Okay, thanks.
Right, thanks.